Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Good afternoon.
And we're back.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss.
Three things all.
It's like when you're trying to do something funny and it doesn't hit you. Like, I'll just go on the next.
I'll do the next one. I got a couple loaded up.
Oh, hey, boss. Hey, boss.
What's going on?
Oh, not much, buddy. Not much. We're back. It's Monday. I'm wearing this new piece today that I got from you. I think you only wore it once or twice.
Mm-hmm. It's a beam sweater I got in Japan that I loved, but it just like has it like naturally just like it's not even full. Pilling it like gets these little
it gets a there's a
fibers
there's a texture about it. I don't necessarily
I feel I knew that like somebody wouldn't. It's just one of those things that on me and I would obsess about it.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like I had a great pair of black jeans one time, mm-hmm. that I really liked. Like the fit was really great. Mm-hmm. It was like perfect for me, and I wore them the first time. I'm like, well, they just need to get like worn in a little bit. They're like attracting hair for some reason. I mean, where you're like, I'm wearing like a black t-shirt. How could there be like little white hairs on this?
Yeah.
And then day two wasn't really getting better. So it's like, oh, I'll give them a wash. So I give them a wash, air dry, threw them back on again. Same thing. And I was like, oh, I'll never wear these. These are done. And they I don't wear them. Sometimes I wear them around the house because I do like the way they fit.
Uh-huh.
But like I can't,
are they vintage?
It won't stop.
Just,
I don't remember what they are. I don't remember what they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just like, it just sucks and it drives me crazy. And then it's like, I don't wear it because of that. And I knew that that one was going to become that to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, never mind. We'll just find a new home
for it. This piece is one of my favorite things about clothing. We could talk about this for a second. Is I have a lot of pieces in my closet that I either inherited or came with a trade. It's something I didn't go out and buy, right? Those are what I reach for like more often than not. Like this would probably have not caught my eye on the shelf, but now it's in my closet and like I put it on today and I fucking love it. So there's something about, I don't know how to process
like,
the information.
There's like low pressure versus high pressure pieces.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And sometimes low pressure ends up being something I wear a little bit more frequently than high pressure, where high pressure can be like something where it's like, it's just a little outside my wheelhouse. So maybe I'm not going to it as frequently, or I have to put a little more thought into it,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of like stuff I've been trying to get rid of personally.
Yeah.
Or just not have too many of. And then there's like low pressure stuff, which is like, you know, maybe you inherited it. Maybe someone gifted you something. Maybe you bought it vintage for super cheap. And then I wear it all the time. Like, for example, I like low pressure pants, high pressure tops. You know what I mean? If I have high pressure bottoms, they don't get worn.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know why. I get too anal about them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, and I know all the things I'm saying right now that people are going to try to, I know all the quotes people are going to pull here,
mm-hmm.
but they just kind of drive me crazy.
Yeah.
And then I don't end up wearing them. You know what I mean? Cause it's just, there's too much thought going into it and it's something that's going to inevitably get kind of messed up cause it's a bottom. They're going to get thrashed a little bit more, you know, just from daily use. So I don't like when it's high pressure bottoms. I like a nice, like kind of like if there's any option for it to be pre-distressed or it's vintage or anything, I'll wear it more mm-hmm. often if it's that way.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I'll wear pants around the house so that they get little one-twos, little, schmutz on them. And then it's like,
no, now wear them a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Then no worries. Now it's fully mine and I don't got to give a shit, you know?
It's kind of like I used to love sneakers and stuff when I was younger, but you'd spend so much time like walking on them a certain way, trying not to get lit the butt.
Yeah,
and then like, honestly, then half the time the nicer shit would just sit in a corner and I'd be going to the stuff that was beat up because it was like, well, I'm not worried about those. So I don't have to think about it.
Yeah,
there's like a fine
agree.
Line that you're looking for between, I've been trying to be more okay with like expensive items and then just wearing them a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not babying them just because they were a more expensive item, but
that's
wearing
a cool
them a
way
lot.
To be. Yeah. 100%.
It's just, it's not. Unless you're like born extremely wealthy, I don't think you naturally think that way.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
well, hey, I got another question about clothes, but then I want to talk to you about your weekend. But since we're on the subject, this is a question that I have for you, and I'd like to talk through that. I feel like is something we hear from our audience quite a bit.
Okay,
I've been moving some pants around, sold into a buddy on the Discord. I'm gonna cop a new pair of pants today to replace the ones I just sold. I'm going to get the white napped ecru fatigues from Orslo. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to all start a drinking game about the times that you say you're going to cop something on the podcast. Like, today I'm going to cop this thing, and then you don't do it.
I'm going to.
And then by the end of the week, you're like, I think I'm just not going to do it.
Listen, this money's burning a hole in my PayPal right now. I'm going to buy some pants today.
Oh, God, he's got the 200 in PayPal again.
Even less, baby, Look but out. It's worth it.
Look out, everybody.
But I have never had white pants. I've had white pants for 1 second, fucked them up, and they were slim jeans a long time ago.
Like, you probably just had a bad experience, though.
Because I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I've had a lot of pairs of white pants, and, like, I don't think I've ever screwed up a pair beyond, like, it's one of those things, like, we were just talking about. It's kind of like anything, like, when you get your car, and it's, like, kind of a relief when you get that first little ding or something, and you're like, all right, now I just don't have to worry about it all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you, yeah.
Like, this is a big thing in guitars, where it's, like, the guitars I go through, that's why I had to, like, finally, like, I had too many, and I was afraid to take any of them to practice.
You would play the one.
So I just kept playing one over and over and over again. And it was like, that's the one. Now I'm just used to it. So it's most comfortable to me. It's in the tuning I like. It's holding the tuning I like best. And now I'm never going to the other ones because those are all just for looking at.
Yep, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like trying to like not do that is a big key. But like, it's like one looks bad. One little blemish or something looks bad. Six looks cool. You know what I mean?
Agree.
So it's really just getting through the first one and then you're chilling.
So I'm going to get them. And I'm in that same wave of them. I'm just going to wear them.
It goes with
and I'm just going to accept that they get dirty. I'm just going to, like, all my shit gets dirty. But for some reason, because it's white, it makes me feel different.
I think those are about as off-white as you're going to get, too.
Yeah,
Summer fatigues, though. That's the right ones. Right?
Yeah. The very textured ones.
Because they're like the vanilla bean color.
Yeah, exactly.
So they already kind of have a natural imperfection to them anyway in, like, texture and in, like, coloration anyway. Yeah. So
I'm going to try them on. I figure I'm going to treat them like a green pant. You know, like, just a whatever. I mean, they'll go with any of my shoes, any of my Birks.
Just be, like, somewhat mindful, and by the time, you know what I mean, then you're good.
Yeah.
You know, you just get out of the
way. I'm really not super worried about them getting dirty, realistically. I just am not sure how I'll style them, so.
It's just trying to not get, like, a stain on them is the only
thing.
Ketchup. And there's stain removers and shit. You're fine. Well, just don't eat hot dogs in them. All pants are hot dog pants to you, huh?
Yeah, baby. Come on now. In fact, I'm stopping by a buddy's house on the way home. One of the shirts he bought, there's like a little thing. I was like, I think I can fix it for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stop by. And he goes, hey, buddy, I think I'll be cooking up brats. You want me to get you a brat for the road? And I was like, that's how I know we're boys. Is like, you're feeding me? That's my love language. I know we're friends then.
You got to be careful, though. Those are squirters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's the most gross thing about them.
I would agree with you.
Stuff shooting,
but once you get past that first bite, the brat is unmatched, man. With some nice whole grain mustard, a nice fluffy bun.
I used to kind of be with you, but something's happened with hot dogs and anything encased that's it's suddenly now skeeving me out too much.
Interesting.
It's just
but you're not against a sausage, really. You maybe just don't like the casing.
I don't think I think I maybe am now. I just don't anything in a casing. If it's outside of it, fine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Dude, I'm really limiting it. Like,
I know
I've
you're
talked about it. But it's getting
it's
to the point where it's like both Abby and I are like, I don't know. We might just be kind of done here.
Hey.
We do a little bit of the bison stuff and things because it's really high protein, and then some chicken. But like even then, it's like, dude, there's no reason. Like Abby was like, well, I kind of overcooked the chicken that I make for you to put stuff in. You know what I mean? I'll just put it in things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got
you. I'm like, I'm literally just putting it in because it's protein. It doesn't add flavor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look, I understand like broth and things like that. That's a different thing, and I'm not trying to be full vegetarian or anything, but like, just I don't care about it, dude. I just can't. I don't know.
Like
and
I
it's
said,
all starting to skeeve me out, like all of it suddenly, and it's like, oh, I feel like a kid again. I don't know. Maybe I'm just off of it.
Like I said, the coolest thing you could do is not eat meat, but have no label with it.
Well, I don't
just,
care. It's
you
just
know.
Like it's just a me thing, dude. And like it's a personal.
No,
I'm not
I got
doing
you.
This to be straight edge anymore.
Yeah.
And I wasn't doing a good job then.
Yeah.
Giving myself iron deficiency and still smoking cigarettes. So what's it matter?
Yeah.
Breaking certain levels. So I don't care.
But
what'd you get into this weekend?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you the same. It was a pretty productive weekend. Yesterday I got up, went to the flower bin.
Whoa.
Went to, it's like, you know, it's like the nursery, nice nursery. But I really like the one in Longmont, flower bin. So if you're in the area and you're listening to this, you haven't been to the flower bin, highly recommend it. Picked up a bunch of potting soil stuff and, you know, this, that, and the other. That
I love that Abby was just showing me like a couple, you know, I don't like to look at this stuff, but a couple random like podcast things, like, you know, like, I don't know why I can't think of the like analytics things.
Oh, sure.
And one of it was just like where people are located.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still definitely Colorado listeners, no question. Mm-hmm. But it is predominantly elsewhere. Like, yeah. Very elsewhere.
Was there some city in particular?
Internationally, like, for some reason, we have a lot of listeners in Tuscany. I'm not sure who's listening in Tuscany, but yeah. Oh, dude, they're in weird spot. Bunch in Sweden. Like, there was a couple other random Philippines. I can't remember the other ones, but it was definitely like a lot broader than you think. And the fact that we're talking about a Longmont nursery and everyone listening still on board at this point is truly wild.
Whatever. I love it. I think it's a good one. Yeah. Also, shout out any of the listeners in Philippines. I've been cooking Dean's homemade chicken adobo for chicken and pork adobo. We've been doing it twice a week for like 2 months now. Like very, very often I'm eating that adobo.
You guys lock into a recipe and you'll just fucking...
It's really easy. Luckily, Michelle and I are such creatures of habit that if we find something that's easy and good, I have no qualms eating that meal, having one night where we get something different, and then going back. I don't need that much variety.
Admittedly, I would do that too.
Yeah.
I've said before, like when space food exists and it makes sense, I could do it.
If you find a good space food that I like, I have no problem doing it multiple times a day.
It's like as long as I could have like a cheat day, like where it's like, hey, Friday, we're still getting pizza. I'd be like, no, the rest of the week, I don't care. I don't have to think. Me not having to think about it is worth the rest. And to be honest with you, all I really want to do is graze all day anyway. I want to eat
I'm with you.
A little bit here, a little bit there, and I want to do that until I go to bed.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? That's my preference.
Yeah. But so did that yesterday. But you know what I did Saturday, buddy? I was already talking about it in the Discord this morning, but so Delaney hit me up. My sister works for United. She hit me up and was like, yo, I have a layover for all day.
Oh, okay. I was like, why'd you need to call out what she does for a living?
So she's like, I'm in Denver all day. I may or may not have to stay the night. But, you know, I'm just in the hotel that the airlines put her up in.
Like out by the airport?
Yeah. Like out by the airport.
Ain't nothing to do
by the airport. And it's literally, you know, the airport is between here and there, there's nothing once you get out on that strip of road. And then there will be conglomerations of buildings that are six hotels, a Ruby Tuesdays, and a Tap and Grill. So we drove out and got Ruby Tuesdays for lunch with Delaney. And man, it is a relic of lost time, man. Like,
I know it makes sense.
There's no more of them. You know what
it's
I mean?
Bad. It seems bad.
It's not. I'm not gonna say bad, but like, you can tell that they're like, we're just gonna ride this out, and then when the numbers go down, we're gonna close it down. You know what I mean?
Honestly, dude, that's kind of how like most Red Lobsters seem anymore. Where it's
I would
like,
agree.
You ain't even really trying any longer.
You know what? I would agree with you, pal. But let me tell you something. You drive back home on a Friday night. Where I live in Longmont, when I pass the Red Lobster we went to, remember when Coop and Abby were arguing?
If there was going to be one that's bopping, it's the Longmont.
I'm telling you, bro, that fucking parking lot is bopping, and it ain't for the Dairy Queen next door.
But you still
it's for the Red Lobster.
A Chili's and an Applebee's like doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know
Chili's,
what I mean?
Chili's
doing
is
business.
Good. Yeah, yeah. No, there's something like about there were certain chains that were able to shift. In fact, Applebee's is a good case study on this one. I don't know if you remember, but Applebee's went through a whole rebrand to try to you know, advertise to people our age, younger, younger but not young. And then sales tanked, and what they realized, they don't need the 27-year-old trendy kid coming in to drink three double-loaded margaritas. The people that are there are 54-year-old blue-collar dudes who are going to walk outside and smoke a cig. Like, they're not – so long story short, I read some article years ago. Long story short, they shifted and were like, we fucked up. We're sorry, guys. And went back to serving, like, old people from middle America, and they're doing great again. So –
yeah, I mean, you go to, you know, where I'm from, you go to a Cracker Barrel. It's
oh, buddy.
Ba-umping. And the food has – no flavor. I mean, it's like I don't even know how you make food.
Oh, see, I like Cracker Barrel.
It's just salt and like it's just like yarmulke and just
it's just fry, baby. It's just fry.
It's just fucking like no flavor at all. Maybe salt, maybe
it's
a little
heavy
pepper.
Is what it is.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
it's
heavy.
Thick.
Yeah,
she's thick, but it's that nothing else. There's nothing else to learn there. And you order like, hey, you know, I'll have like. I went there last time and I ordered what they might as well have called like the Nancy meal, which was like. Like a fruit cup and like a plain omelet, and I was like, that's enough, because it's 9 a.m. right now. Like, why we don't need to be eating? Like I'm not going to do manual labor after this.
Yeah.
And I get that the lady all but like triple takes at me, like, sir, You're in public. And then they proceeded to bring an omelet that was made of at least a dozen eggs. I couldn't believe the density and thickness of that omelet. I'm like, who wants this? Who could ever eat this many eggs? It put me off eggs for like a year.
Yeah.
I was insane.
I was just talking to Michelle the other day about how one of the most twisted things apparently I've said on this podcast is me talking about being able to boom, boom, boom the hard-boiled eggs. Just boom, pop them, boom, boom. I could eat 10 hard-boiled
eggs.
I could eat 10 hard-boiled eggs in the time it takes for you to eat 5 scrambled.
Here's the thing. I overheard you say something yesterday, though, because this is the way he talks all the time.
Friday.
I grew up, baby, blah, 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 blah. You know all the words you say. And then the other day I heard you say that you have to split a fruit with Machine to eat the whole thing.
Oh, it's more so that is part of our relationship. So it catches me off guard when I have to eat a whole apple. Because oftentimes I just sit, we usually do while we're watching our shows.
It catches me off guard to eat a whole apple. You just said you'd eat 12 hard-boiled eggs.
Hey, man.
But to eat a whole apple, that's a little
– A whole apple –
That's pushing it for
a
you.
A whole apple sits heavy in the belly, same that a pear would.
What are you talking about?
I think an apple sits really heavy in the belly. If I eat a whole apple,
I feel like
I
it's because
that.
It's you putting fiber in your belly, and it's like, and it's like no. Give me more hard-boiled eggs.
That's probably
that's gross.
No, that's probably it.
Because that feels
crazy. I remember
crazy.
Saying that. No, but like for instance, like Michelle and I eat fruit. Like that's like most of our diet outside of the other bullshit I eat. You know what I mean? But like we eat fruit every day in some regard, multiple times. In fact, over the weekend we got Have you ever had a hammy melon, H-A-M-I, from Whole Foods?
I wouldn't get it because of the name.
Name, because it's either hammy or hammy, and I don't
like either one. It doesn't matter.
But it's the flavor of a honeydew. It's the flavor of green. It's the color orange, and it's crisp. Very juicy. Very good. So next time
I
see one, I'll pick one up for you.
I know people like when it's like the melon softer. That's not really where I land. I like it a little harder.
Korean melons are a little more crisp.
Yeah, I'd prefer
I'm with
they
you.
Were a
I'm with
more
you.
Like
I'd almost prefer them a day or two before they're ripe. Yeah. That's like ideal.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm at too. So that sounds good.
But anyway, we eat a lot of fruit. But it catches you off guard if you're used to eating half an apple or half a sumo citrus or what have you. Recently, then when you realize you got the whole thing.
I mean, this is still a crazy statement, and I usually talk this way. You talk like an insane person, so either you're lying or this is a weird thing for you.
You never know.
Like, I can say that sometimes I get like 3/4 of the way through a sumo, and I'm like, okay, that's enough.
When we were in Japan and I had to eat yours because you weren't feeling well, I remember being like,
you didn't have
we paid
to eat
too
it.
Much.
Thrown it away.
We paid too much for this orange, and I had 1/4 of it left. You know, so 3 or 4 slices. And I was like, fuck it. I put the whole thing in my mouth and just forced myself to eat it and swallow it because I was like, we're not throwing away this $6 worth of sumo citrus. So
Japan has made me think about eating in a new way where it's like, how little can I actually eat? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was nearly nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For like days at a time. And I'm like, how long could I have gone off of that?
Yeah.
I think your body would just adjust to being like, all right, well, we're only eating this now.
No, you would. There would become a new normal, you know?
I wonder if you had the perfect diet, how long you could go.
Brando, we should
get
into
Have you ever done like a juice cleanse?
I was just going to say, pal, we should do a juice cleanse.
Have you ever done it before?
Jesus Christ. No.
Two things. Number one, you basically have diarrhea during it because it's like cleaning
sure,
you out.
You got nothing.
Is,
yeah,
and so
yeah.
It really is like alarming the first if you've never done it before that like, oh my God.
I've never
But
yeah.
the second thing that you get like I don't care who you are, like I have a pretty good wherewithal for this type of stuff, and I get like grouchy as shit by
hungry.
Like day two. Yeah. I think the longest I did like a 4 or 5 day. I don't remember which one it was. It was like a pre you buy the box, you know, kind of deal. You feel like really good the first day. Kind of weird bowel movements the second day, but it's fine. Third day, I was like a grouchy bitch. And then you kind of start to accept it, but you're tired. And then you come out of it.
Yeah.
I think that I'd like to do one of the more adjusted ones where you still eat some like fruits and vegetables to try to like keep some solids going through you.
Mm-hmm.
Next time to adjust a little bit. But I've done it a few times. It is good. I've been thinking I kind of want to do one recently. Ever since I got back from Japan, I just feel like because of everything that whatever I had, I wouldn't mind like doing a full reset.
Yeah.
But
I just know by day two it's me playing tricks in my brain to think how am I gonna
I don't know if you
my
can
way
handle
around
it.
This.
I think you'd want to do a 3-day.
I'll do 2-day, or I would do a 3-day if it came with a supplementary little salad, or I gotta have something bro.
You got to do it hardcore for at minimum. I think you need to do 3 days, but you got to do it. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. You can't mess with it.
Because I do,
not at the 3 day level.
I think taking supplements and all that shit's a scam. But I do see the
that's not a scam.
You're not
getting everything from. You think of your diet, Chase.
Yeah.
On most days, like you're either doing like a random ramen, or so, you'll bring your stuff sometimes, but you're only doing that a couple days of the week.
I would say 2 or 3 days of the week. Now,
okay, so you do you do things right for a couple days a week, but even when you're doing things right, you're still missing stuff. No question, like of what your body's supposed to have on a balance. It's just to try to like offset the fact that you're not going to hit everything all the time, and you're going to underdo it by a lot. I don't want to say an overwhelming amount of the time, but at least probably half the time.
Sure, no, I'm with
you're missing some stuff. That's all it is. Look, if you're like way deep in it, I don't know. I think you can probably get too deep in there, like you can with anything. But like, yeah, I mean, I think that you should try to take like a multi or something that like works for you. You can also go on the they have all those like ones you can like make for yourself. You can just like set the goals that you want to physically. Like, you know, I used to take like it was like a mixture of like a multi, an oil of oregano for like anxiety and stuff like that, and like general health, and like some stuff for like, you know, you can like change it if you're traveling, and like you can kind of like make adjustments based on like what you're trying to get out of it, so you're not just taking like too much of things, because I think that's what a lot of people do. But I mean, I think that if you're doing it smartly, it's a good
I'm willing to meet you halfway there and say I'm sure that there are ways to do it that is a very like tasteful way.
I think things, you know? And not that I'll still do them every now and then just because I feel like you kind of need it, but like if you do like one of those, I can't think of what they're called, like an emergency or something. Yeah, that is a halfway scheme. Your body can't even absorb that much stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, see, I'm pro emergency.
Okay, well, then you can't be pro one of those and not the other one. That's crazy because like your body can't even like absorb that much.
I have famously said, and I mean it, that I know the cure to the sniffles, to the cough, to the flu. And you know what I'm about to say, but
you might as well eat half a gallon of sugar.
I'm saying go get yourself a jug of orange juice.
I'm not saying that that's not like
and drink it all in a day, and I'm telling you, you wake up the next day, you're better. I swear to God.
But having it
if it's reasonable, sick.
But then what you're saying is that your body needs more vitamin C than it's getting. You know what I mean? That's what you're saying by that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And sugar.
That's what I'm saying, yep.
But so I agree with you, and you're putting a bunch of like pulp and stuff in there. That anything that's like helping your gut, I think, is solid. Like, and I'm with you. But then, so what you're saying is your body is not getting enough of a vitamin, so you take extra of it.
Well, sure, but
and if you could identify like, oh, I feel this way, so I'm low on magnesium. I know some people are smart enough to do that, or like are in tune enough to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sure, you could go eat something with that kind of magnesium. But short of being like very in tune and making this like a full time job, you just take like a multi or something.
And yeah,
you
know, no, I got
and
you.
Then you
That's
know you're
fair.
Getting coverage in an area where you need it.
I'm really envious of people who are that in tune.
I just think it takes so much discipline.
It's hard for me to know who's full of shit and who isn't. I knew a kid who used to tell me, he's like, you know, I buy frozen fruit because it's flash frozen at the time of picking, so it keeps the nutrition, which I agree with, and I'm all for that. You know what I mean? And he goes, I found that the nutrient profile that works best for my body is I do blueberries, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I looked at him and I was like, you're telling me you can tell a difference? He goes, yeah, if I have those things in the morning, I feel different. And it's like,
yeah, I think that is true.
See,
I couldn't tell.
I don't know what it is, but
because you're not being intentional enough. But if you started being very intentional
about
and like doing a lot of like note taking and like really being very like concerned about like
at least aware of what you're eating.
You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
And like, how do you like if you journaled how you felt after you ate things? You know what I mean? Because like I love reduced fat Cheez-Its, but like I'm saying I eat like a serving size and I don't finish and go, I feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I feel kind of like that feels heavy if I'm being honest with myself.
You're saying more now, real quick, because I'm caught up in the details. You're saying reduced fat feels heavier than regular?
No, no. I'm just saying like, I just like those.
Okay, I got you.
I only like the reduced fat because they're crispier. I could care less about what it's doing beyond that.
I'll agree with you. Texture on a reduced fat's good.
It's always like, it's just crispier, so I like that.
Yeah.
Then if I go, okay, now I'm going to eat a handful of blueberries, and my body might not, I don't love a blueberry on its own. I like it in stuff a lot, but I don't love it on its own. But if you eat a gang of those, I'm like, I feel better in measurably better because I can tell my body knows what to do with that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got you.
Whereas like, you know, and then you're like, okay, so I eat Taco Bell. It's like, well, I feel like shit, obviously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I knew that. You know what I mean? So if you're just being more aware of like, not just what makes you feel bad, but what makes you feel good and like what it might be doing for you throughout a day, or like, hey, I noticed at noon I wrote down what is my energy level like from drinking a smoothie in the morning or doing something else or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you started like paying attention enough, like people do, you could figure out what's working for you and not.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel that at this point, and you've also kind of reined in your coffee drinking, but do you feel a cup of coffee does anything one way or another for you? Because I used to think it didn't affect me because of the amount of weed I smoked. You know, people say, oh, what are you doing, Chase? You're drinking a coffee. I'll often finish my coffee that I got or had this morning at 5:30. No problem. And I'll go to bed when I need to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Then I took that long weed break, and I still neither here nor there. I don't notice coffee doing anything to me outside of I like it in part of my routine because I like how it tastes. I don't get anything from it, though, I don't think.
I think there's two different ways to look at this. Number one, I tend to drink pretty good coffee. I think you, for the most part, do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. That is very different than like when I used to make a Mr. Coffee out of Folgers at the shop. Like when I worked at by myself, I just make a pot of that. I'd cruise through that throughout the day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And that didn't do so much.
It down,
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not. I don't think it's very strong. Mm. I'll do like one good coffee in the morning, and then that's it. And I've been trying to even like I'm trying to order everything as a small. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing big. Like I'm really trying to like take it down to like good stuff, but very small doses.
Yeah, like a little
espresso, little iced coffee, like baby.
On your Italian grandpa grind. I think about him a lot.
I just try to do only a little bit. I'm starting there. I'm thinking about over the summer trying to cut it and then seeing
coffee.
What that's like. It's just the headaches suck. And that's the thing. It's like I know I'm an addict to it. You know, you know what I mean? Like that's what it is. It's
so
like,
you'll notice a headache if you don't have it.
Imagine when you don't smoke, if you blasted a cigarette right now, you're going to feel that in your loins.
If I blasted a cigarette right now, I'd have to lay down.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I might like the way it feels ultimately because I like the way it feels in your fingers and toes when you haven't had one in a while and it hits you and it tastes like shit and you're like, oh man, I'm feeling
it makes me feel like I'm going to pass out.
I know the feeling right now. I've quit smoking so many times and gone back to it that I know exactly. I used to like to do it to
just
like
to come back
edge
and have
myself
that feeling,
into
yeah.
it just so I could do that again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the problem. Like at a certain point, it's not really doing anything. It's just a maintenance thing.
Yeah, sure.
You're doing it because
you're
addicted to
it. And that's when I hate
That's what coffee is to me at this point of like, I kind of feel like I just do it because if I don't, I'll get a headache or feel sluggish. And I feel like I just want to like go like, I just want to like muscle through it and then reintroduce it after like a few months and just do a little bit at a time now and then and kind of reset myself a little bit. Might need to detox a little
bit. Yeah, I could dig that. I could dig that.
I'm kind of trying to cut like all addiction things over time. I want to do that. I want to get rid of coffee. Kind of want to get rid of sugar at a certain point, or I just want to try to like reduce it down to like really low. Because I know that's the other one that's like bad, and I know I kind of have like that sweet tooth in me. Like that's my one like where I'll go off the deep end. So I'm gonna see if I can rein it in. Just
You do say you can't have candy in the house and stuff.
I'm crazy. I love it.
See, I don't have that issue with sugar. If there's Sour Patch Kids around, I will likely, if I'm walking through the kitchen, we have like a little candy jar, candy bowl next to the fruit bowl, funny enough. But I'll have one or two little high chews or something. But then like, I'm fine to just wrap it up and come back
really
later.
That's not really the one for me. Like that will be, I mean, if they're around, of course, you know what I mean? You do. That one, it's more like chocolate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like. I like those types of sweets.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
But I just don't want to be like that into it.
No, it's nice to kind of bullshit.
You know, when you like go away from something like that for a long time and then you eat something and you're like, ugh, this tastes gross. It's like it's too much. I want to get to that point where it's like most stuff is off-putting to me.
It's like there are few times that I can finish a whole Coca-Cola.
Like a Coke heavy.
Yeah. I like to even when I get like Popeyes or something, you know what I mean? Michelle gets Coke, I get sweet tea or unsweetened tea. And I like to have a few swigs of her Coke, but it's a lot if you haven't had it. On that note, buddy,
I'll do a Coke Zero or something like that at the movie theater now and then. But
yeah, I worry. Well, see, this is me being an idiot. It's like that's bad for you, not worse for you than Coke Heavy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not.
I don't drink soda anyway. On that note, though, I did have a Baja Blast freeze over the weekend because of all the chatter around here. Al with his
what's a freeze?
Like a slushy, like a slushy from Taco
Bell. I'm not
a
slushy guy.
I wanted it in the Baja.
I think they suck. To be honest,
really.
With you. Maybe now and then
you never
a frozen
reach for
Coke is kind of good. No, I really don't like them. Like I'm not joking around. Like I don't like the. It gives me brain freeze. It's not good like ice cream. So what's the point? Like, I don't know. It just like doesn't. It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
I would rather have almost any other drink than that. I don't like it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were so fun as a kid.
I agree.
You go to like Auntie Anne's and they got the Icee brand. You know, red, blue, white,
sure.
Or Coca-Cola,
This is like explaining to me what Kleenex is as a brand. It's like, yeah, it's the, they call them ices.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I just don't. I want to like them. I saw one at the movie theater this weekend that was like Slimer, and I was like, it'd be cool if it was like that Hi-C flavor. And I was like, oh, I want one of those. And I was like, no, I don't. I'll take one sip and go, I don't like this.
The Slimer.
Not Slime. It was called like Ecto Cooler. You're too young, I think, for this. Mm. When the Ghostbusters movie came out, there was like a Hi-C, you know Hi-C?
Yeah, of course.
That was like Ghostbusters. It was like Slimer themed. Yeah. It was like Ecto Cooler, and it was good as fuck.
Oh, interesting.
It was like a fruit punch of some kind.
Man, I loved Ghostbusters growing up.
But you don't know Ecto Cooler?
Can't think of it.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
I went to the movies this weekend. I went to movies last weekend too. I go to movies every weekend.
Yeah, tell me about it. What'd you do?
I saw Civil War. It's fine.
I'm gonna ask a question. Mm. It's about the Civil War.
No, it's the A24 movie about.
Let me throw it out there.
No,
tell
it's like
me
a,
about
it's
it.
Like a near future. I think you'd probably like it actually. It's like a near future look at America that's gone through a civil war with like Florida and Texas and stuff
seceding from.
And it's like a what that would look like.
I actually am interested in seeing this.
You should watch the trailer. The trailer's kind of misleading as to what I think it actually is. Like, it pitches it more as this, like, more, like, raunchy, like, edgy, you know, which it is some of those things. But it's more about, like, following journalists around and, like, what it's like to cover that kind of thing.
It's
that
fictional?
Close to the vein. And,
like, straight-up fictional? Or it's a mockumentary type thing?
No. It's just a movie. Okay. You know what I mean? But it's just about this, like, news team that's trying to cover, basically, they've got the seceded president pinned down, and he's in DC, and they're trying to get an interview with him before they get to him, basically.
Interesting.
So it's interesting. It's kind of a fun concept. The concept seems like what they're selling you in the trailer. Especially if you've seen the trailer, it's like they got like Jesse Plemons doing the whole like, which kind of American are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. And it's like, it does a little bit of that, but I'd say that more it's about like what it's like to be media covering something that close. And I will say it is loud as fuck. It like the gunshot stuff in it is
It's
supposed to be like really, it's supposed to be like a really raw look at war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the like, you know, Black Hawk Down type of shit. It's like really like raw because it's supposed to look like real people, like regular
and it's happening
Americans.
On American soil.
Yeah. And in some ways that's really like, they kind of like make it kind of sexy of like, you know, these cool like dudes with like green hair and painted fingernails sniping and shit. It's like that kind of thing, which feels very like what gamers think of as war.
Yeah.
And then there's the other version where it's like, these are just like some dads like getting shot, you know?
Yeah,
and it's like, and the gunshot shit on it is because it's supposed to be, because it's like, you know, you're following these journalists.
Sure.
And it's so close to like everything that it's like, it is so loud. Like it was actively like uncomfortable in the theater, I would say.
Yeah.
Like in the big theater, it was like, Jesus, that is so loud. And you don't know when it's going to happen because that's sort of part of it.
God,
it makes you uncomfortable in a different way.
See, I really do want to see this movie. This does feel like a departure from my standard in what I would this sounds interesting.
And then I went and saw Challengers last night with Zendaya and the two I like the way somebody put it in the Discord, the two sweaty guys.
Yeah, I saw that. Zendaya and the
two sweaty guys.
Yeah.
People really seem to be digging this movie. Like everything I read about it had good reviews. I mean, it was early on, but it has good reviews. People seem to like it. Everything I've listened to about it, people like the normal sources I go to like check on, you know, like the pulse of it. I was pretty mid on it. I kind of knew this going in. Like, it's entertaining, keeps your attention. Like, it moves along. It's way too long. I mean, I think most movies are way too long nowadays. Like, even stuff I like, you know, like when I went and saw Drive My Car, and the credits didn't hit until 40 minutes in, like the intro credits, and you're like, Jesus, this thing's going to go on a long time. We're 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
I remember looking and being like, I think it was 43 minutes in. That's when they hit you with the title cards. And you're like, damn. So we still got another 2 hours left on this thing.
Yeah.
Easy. It's not that bad, but it's very long, and it doesn't need to be. It could have been paced a little bit better. The soundtrack's cool because it's like Trent Reznor and all that. It's, you know, an Atticus, and it's cool. It's like, I don't know. It's just kind of fine, though. You know what I mean? Like, I would never tell anyone, like, you got to go see it.
Yeah.
Like, and they pitch it as this, like, it's really, really sexy. And it's like, and I thought, I'm going to feel like a dork going to this thing alone. And when I went into the theaters and it was all college girls, I thought, here we go again. It's another Priscilla situation
here
for me.
Here we go.
But it wasn't. I mean, if people think that's what the sexual level is on like a sexy movie like that. I'm like, I think we were at like a 40-50% out of 100. Yeah. It didn't feel that crazy to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks really pretty. The clothes are all like J.W. Anderson, so they look good. It's cool. It's got like there's a cool factor to it. Tennis is cool. It's an it thing
tennis
nowadays.
Is, you know, undoubtedly, I mean? Cool. And I want to say like, I'm happy it's getting its flowers. Yeah. Now. Because for a long time it was the sport nerdy kids played who weren't athletic enough to play other sports. That's how we were treated in my high school.
It's being pitched more like country club stuff at this point. You know what I mean?
Dope. I think that's exactly how it should be. That's cool.
It's fine. It's fine. It's like if you're looking to be entertained and you want a little summer movie, it's the same director as Call Me By Your Name.
Okay.
Call Me By Your Name, I would say, is infinitely better than this film, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But it's still good. It's just like I think my problem comes down to the fact that I think the acting is just okay in it. Like, it's not super convincing. It's not super convincing to me.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest. The one kid I can't think of his name. It's too much to explain, but the one kid didn't all. I don't know. I just, it wasn't like pulling me in acting wise. It wasn't like fantastic performances to me.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like I said, aesthetically it looks great. Concept is cool. It's quick. It's fast paced. Music's good.
Sure,
looks cool. I'm all for it. Happy to pay the money to go see it. You know what I mean? In the theater, but it doesn't, like, I'm not going to rate it super high. It's just, it's fine. It's pretty good.
Sure,
3 out of 5. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, so. I'm interested that maybe people push back in the Discord or wherever we have conversations about this, but people were like really raving about it. Like, it's so good. And I'm like, I've seen a lot of better things in the past year than this. And it was.
Well, I would consider you a cinephile, like, truthfully. You've watched a lot of fucking movies. You know a lot about the history, who directed them.
Yeah, but, I just like, know. I don't know. This just didn't grab me in the way it seemed to grab other people. Sure. And I don't know why. Because I was ready to be pleasantly surprised by it, I guess. Like, I knew going in, I'll like this. In good director, good clothes, good costume design,
sure,
good actors, should be pretty entertaining regardless. I said, I don't know if I think it'll be great. I don't know if the concept is going to reward great. You know what I'm saying? But like, we'll see. It'll be entertaining at the bare minimum. And I would say it was entertaining at bare minimum. That's where I would put it. So I was a little bummed just because I wanted to be more into it, but I still liked it. It was still
it's worth it to go see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you do? You kick around a
little bit? Went to another thrift store, walked around there, didn't get anything.
Didn't find anything.
I mean, there was a few little, got a new lamp.
Yeah, cool, besides you guys found a couple little one-twos, nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy. We're like really, I want a new dining table and chairs, and I know like.
You just did that though.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Got a
couch a while ago. But
I just feel like I got your old dining table, but this was years ago,
The tulip table?
Yeah.
That would have been a long time.
That was like 4 or 5 years ago. You're right.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, half the reason we need a new one is because we had a baby go through it. And they just like, you know, between like little art projects on
and
food and whatever else, you know what I mean? Like the one chair got ruined because of having a little booster thing on top of it for so long. And it we needed a new one.
Yeah.
So,
no,
or we've been looking for one for like a year now. It feels like I just can't find anything.
Yeah.
So still milling around.
Would you be open to a vintage one?
I only want a vintage one.
Oh, okay.
I don't love new furniture unless it's like a couch or a bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those I like, you know, I get. But everything else I like to be vintage if I can.
Yeah, I got you.
So we're still looking.
Nice.
So nothing. But outside of that, I played with G outside a lot.
Yeah.
Took a lot of walks. Tried to spend as much time outside as possible since it was nice, at least for part of it.
Yeah, it was nice too. I mowed the lawn yesterday. That was dope. First time getting to it this season.
Like a push mower?
Yeah, but let me tell you something, dude.
Like, it's got like a bag on it?
Yeah, it's like, it's the standard lawnmower that we've all come to know and love. Mm-hmm. It's the one that we mowed as children. Mm-hmm. And God bless my landlord. I think they're really nice. And we don't ask for shit. They don't ask for shit. It's dope. We need something, we get it. It's great. However, the lawnmower that is provided to the house is an electric lawnmower. And I don't mean with a battery. I mean, it needs to be fucking plugged in for it to run. So
whole time?
Yes, sir.
How do you not cut the cord?
It's because I have figured out schemes. I plug it in, yank all the slack I've got out to the driveway and or the back patio, and then I know which route I will take. So when I never am pulling the cord, I know, you know what I mean? Like, and then every time you turn around, I have to do like a whip to make it float away from me. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm not going over it. So it's an activity I really thoroughly enjoy, to mow the lawn. I like to be out there fucking around. But man, I fucking hate this lawnmower, dude. I might buy a new one and just take it with me. You know what I mean?
I would never mow a yard.
Ugh, I love it. And you know another thing I'm looking to buy, which you're going to hate, is we're always like, man, we got too much yard waste, because we actually take care of the property, whereas the person prior didn't, and we like to make it nice, you know? So I'm cutting down old trees and old dead branches, and I'm really making it nice back there, right? And Michelle, admittedly, I did take it too far. I cut down too many trees, so I got too many logs and shit to get rid of. We're going to get this little, like, you know, little tiny trailer that we can drag behind the Subaru to haul yard waste. So, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't fit a four-wheeler, but that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my new thing that I'm thinking about lately.
It's like you want to be like a rural, like, Texas dad in the way that I don't understand at all. Like, you just want to, like, you can taste it on your lips.
I would. You're right. And I wonder, I am self-reflective enough. I am self-aware to know that, like, that it, you're right. But I wonder what is the operative thing here? Is it that I want to be self-sufficient?
I think it's...
What is the thing?
I think that it is an obsession that our generation, your generation, maybe even a little bit more than my middle ground one, is like obsessed with nostalgia, whether you want to admit it or not. Mm-hmm, and that feels nostalgic to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that doing feels like where we were from kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where
it's like yard work and taking the yard super seriously and all that shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. And like, it feels very like... It's like a nostalgia thing. Like, I get it. And as far as, like, I never liked that stuff even when I was a kid. I don't romanticize it in any single way. Uh-huh. I don't like it. It doesn't do anything for me. Like, I want to do anything I can to not do that.
Yeah.
It feels good because it feels
It feels so good for me to get out there and, like, it looked like horse shit. The grass was so high, but it had been raining for days. And so we got a bunch of sun, and it dried up, and it was all nice. And I was like, all right, hell yeah, I'm going to get out there and get it. And I felt so good by the time it was done. Look back, and yard is mowed. It's presentable to the neighborhood. I got some tools. So I'm going to start edging the driveway so that it's nice and crisp, you know, going along. I'm loving it. But anyway.
I love when I go outside, and I see all the boys out there doing their thing.
Yeah.
Take about 40 minutes to do it because there's like eight guys just and then I see them like, what's up, boys? And then they take off. You come home, you're like, looks great.
Yeah, no, admittedly.
I love it.
I love it too, but I want to do that. You know what I mean?
I get it. I just, you know, it's like if it's a hobby, it's a hobby. But.
Like, I love your guys' little courtyard. I think it's beautifully landscaped. I think whoever your landlord sometimes has come in there does a good job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it gets out of
when it's the when it's the right group of boys. Yes.
Like the little, I love the little garden, like the actual little bricks that kind of, you know how it's a garden bed, but also is like part of the building. I think that's pretty. Anyway, that's what I did this weekend.
Nice.
So we're looking into getting a little trailer. So I will report back if we do.
Bronco. I can't wait to see. I want to see the trailer flopping around behind the Civic.
Yeah, you know, I'll use it too. Like, you know, we're gonna move and stuff eventually. So,
okay, a couple things to cover. This will be quick from the news desk. I just think it'd be funny to ask you the question.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, info's out for Met Gala, which I already think is funny to pick your brain about.
Mm-hmm. Info meaning what?
When it is, what the theme is, things like this.
I didn't know
this theme. I want you to tell me what you think this theme is, because they haven't really explained it yet, to the best of my knowledge. It's
real,
just they've thrown
real quick,
it out there.
Can I tell you what I think the Met Gala is?
Go ahead.
It's a party for people who are known to wear outfits and all be seen and hang out. There's not awards, right?
I mean,
though,
I would
right?
argue that every single red carpet is basically only
but like the Oscars are giving an award and this and that, it's an award. What is the Met Gala? What do they do?
It's like it's more of like a cultural event. You know what I mean? It's not really about specifics.
It's just everybody's just in a place and
like,
they talk about who wears what.
It's a very select invite group. You know what I mean? It tends to be like whoever's relevant at the time. Just because like
ASAP Rocky and Rihanna are going to be wearing some crazy outfit.
If they're, I don't know if they're invited.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if they were super relevant this year, then yes. If they're not, then probably not. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. It's like, it's like selective in that way.
Okay. So like, I wasn't
Zendaya
necessarily wrong.
Zendaya will definitely be there this year.
Sure,
because
sure,
she's
sure.
been Dune and challenges and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure J.W. Anderson from all the Heat will be at that. You know what I mean? Because like, it's like, there has to be like a relevancy thing from what I can gather.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. So I wasn't wrong. You're going to tell
me what
the theme is.
There's always a theme though for the dress. That is important, and then everyone does whatever they want. But they're weird always, and I want to hear what you think that this means.
Great. Love it.
So for some reason, there seems to be like maybe this is what they always do, but it's like a, there's like a theme and then there's like a general theme.
Okay.
So the theme is sleep. I don't know what these are either, just to be clear. I don't know what they mean either because they haven't like announced it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion.
That is the name of the general?
That's No. This is the seemingly more specific one, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Can I hear the other one, too, just so I can wrap my head
the
around
Garden
it?
Of Time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, actually...
Sleeping Beauties... Hold on. Okay, I'm going to talk through my thought process here.
That's great.
Sleeping Beauties, The Reawakening of Fashion? Of...
Yeah. Sleeping Beauties, Reawakening Fashion.
Reawakening Fashion. And then the other one is the...
The Garden of Time.
The Garden of Time. Sleeping Beauty... Mm-hmm. There's the rose, the Garden of Time.
Is this a relevant article? Did I pick an old one? No, this is 2024. Let me make sure.
Is it spring right now? Sleeping Beauty has the rose in the little glass case. It's the Garden of Time. Maybe there's going to be a floral element. I think that's too on the nose, though. I don't know, man. Are they on the tip of nostalgia? Do you know the answer?
I don't think the garden. No, I don't know the answer. I don't know. At some point, they'll put out like more of an explanation. Mm-hmm. I think, or at least they like that's normally how it goes. Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion feels like it's either one of two things: either that like you're supposed to focus on like maybe vintage like pieces from like iconic designers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Capsule pieces, maybe like
Garden of Time, kind of playing into that of like. Things that are still
just been there
just as relevant now, but they're vintage fruit. Or been have been reworked at, like, from vintage pieces.
Sure,
maybe
sure.
I guess that's how I would read
it. But let me tell you something. It's all clothing. All this is the theme of every outfit anyone's ever worn.
What do you mean?
It's reimagined clothing from a time prior. Everything has been made.
No, that's not true. Then let's burn it all down. If you think it's all done.
Well, I don't think
that's
all
not
done,
the case.
But I'm saying in most situations, it's a dress that has lineage from this previous dress that was worn for, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I think that if that is it, it's kind of a cop out because everything is reimagined from a vintage piece. You know what I mean? Like everything is reimagined from an old.
Yeah, but if you're trying to like make an old style like relevant again or mm-hmm. saying like mm-hmm. or you think that
like,
this
like,
piece
like,
you've isolated this as a thing that's just as relevant now that, as it was
sure,
when it
sure,
came out
sure, sure.
Then that still takes a certain discerning eye, I think.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, you can't just pull any old vintage piece and being like here it is, you know, and they'd be like, well, that doesn't have any context for today necessarily.
Yeah I'll be honest with you, buddy, I don't have any intelligent guess. Not
I mean that would know. Be my best version of it. I don't know,
reimagining of.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
The Garden of Time being the same kind of thing.
Maybe what they're doing is, how long has the Met Gala been going on? This ain't a new thing.
I don't know, a long time. I don't know.
Maybe they're going to look through the archives of some famous photos of famous people. But then it seems like a costume, doesn't it? If you're like, I'm trying to dress like.
Well, that's the point of
such
this.
And such and
it
90.
Is costumey. This is the point.
Oh.
That's why it has a theme.
They're not like outfits you'd wear like out to eat.
No, these are like, you know, these are like gowns and
okay.
like crazy shit.
Sure.
Yeah. Michael has like, it's like the crazy stuff. It's supposed to be like loud
okay,
and crazy.
It's the most punchy.
Yeah.
Sure. No,
yeah,
I mean,
these
I'm
are
curious.
Like, these are like one and done pieces. Like pieces that become iconic and go into museums.
They go, okay, yeah, yeah. In a case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean, I wish I had something for you. I really do.
I just thought it'd be funny to hear you work it out. You went a different route. You went Sleeping Beauty. You got stuck on that and then expanded from there.
All right, roses.
Okay. Okay. So let's play a game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think we've kind of done this before, but we'll do this as more of like a reoccurring, like new little thing. And I'm imagining that, you know, that idiot that does Saw, the little doll. I imagine he is the guy too. I don't think it's
Jigsaw?
A guy. It's Jigsaw.
Nah, mate.
It's just a puppy Jigsaw. it's just the puppet.
Yeah.
I always think like he wouldn't get three words out before I kicked him.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? Not three words before I'm already across the room kicking his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pulling him limb for limb. And then now the announcer guy, if that's the deal, has to like deal with like, well, am I going to keep playing this? Am I going to keep doing this dumb voice?
All these dumb little fucking dolls.
The doll's not there anymore. So
yeah.
Like, do I keep
I didn't have an extra.
Do I do the voice?
Yeah.
Who was controlling the thing when he rode on the tricycle or whatever?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's who I'm imagining is proposing this.
Okay.
So we're going to play classic Fuck, Marry, Kill with clothes. We've done this before. Well, I guess, you know, we've only done it on the video pod, actually. So we've never done it on this pod.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck just means, like, the thing that you think is the, like, maybe will not last forever.
But you're
but
on
you
it.
Love it so yeah. much that it, you know, so I get that. Mary is a piece. I think you should be choosing this because you think that this is the most iconic piece. I'll be wearing this when I'm, you know, on my deathbed.
Yep, gotcha.
And then one that you think if you had to kill one of these off, that's the one
sure.
you kill off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to take a few pieces from, like, I think I know what you'll, I don't know, we'll see. But these are, like, us pieces. Like,
gotcha.
These are to hopefully make it at least somewhat difficult.
Sure, sure, sure.
So, fatigues, green fatigues, denim jacket, dealer's choice, whatever you want that to be in your head, Birkenstocks.
Buddy, I was like, this is going to be an obvious one. You know what I mean?
I tried to make it hard for you specifically a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go first while you think about
it? I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to do this off of gut.
Because I really, truly, I got nothing, you know?
Okay. 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 I'm going to fuck Birkenstock, marry denim jacket, kill fatigues.
Okay. So we're not aligned on a single one.
I'll explain my reasoning. I love Birkenstocks. Have been on them forever. If they weren't in my wardrobe, I have other shoes I would go to. Vans Authentics, New Balance 574s or 990s, Converse.
Yeah, gotcha.
Wallaby. Like, I have things that, like, are my other icons. You know what I mean? As much as I love Birkenstock, I would still put that, like, in the top three somewhere, maybe even one. But, like, I have options. You know what
yeah,
I mean? In my realm, I've got options. So, not worried about it. But I still love them.
Yeah. So, you kill them.
No. Nope. I don't kill them. Fuck them.
Okay.
Denim jacket I marry. I have never not, it's been ages since I haven't had multiple in my closet.
Yeah.
And I would never not have one.
Yeah.
Like, I would be, it's like the first thing I think that I need. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if
I
was rebuilding a wardrobe, I would start with, like, trying to get the perfect one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm always trying to find another one in it because I know I'll wear it. I, like, feel like I know the wash I look good in. I know the wash I'll wear a lot. I know, like, the styles I like. I like when there's something different about one that's, like, marginally different. I'm like,
sure.
Ooh,
but
I need
you
that
notice
one too.
It. Yep. I got you.
And I can't imagine not having one. And it feels like even when I'm old, you see like an old guy in a denim jacket, it's like even cooler for some reason.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
like that's my Mary one.
I got you.
Kill, as much as I love them, obviously, I think you're more of the fatigue guy between the two of us, no question. But like I love them a ton. I would always want to have a pair in my wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to kill one of those three, it's probably the thing I wear the least of all of them. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I got
like,
you.
So I don't want to, but if I have to, that's going to be my kill one.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm with you. I agree with your rationale for yourself.
Yeah.
For me, I fuck Birkenstocks.
Okay. So we're on the same page.
They're going to
so
be around
far.
For a long time, I think. And my thinking is, I will say the thing that
But you could live without it.
I could
saying.
Live without it because yeah. my same train of thought. And right now I'm wearing the catchball slip-ons, which, by the way, are stellar. I got them dirty as fuck first day. I don't know how I did, but it's
I saw
par
you
for the
wearing
course.
Those bright whites. And the last time you had the van slip-ons, I was like, ain't no
bro,
way.
I mean, bro, these yeah. look months aged.
I will say this much. You know I love Vans a ton, but those look better beat up than Vans do. Already.
Yeah, no, these already look like my had them for months and they're my comfortable
they
shoe.
They look like they're aging nicely, though,
worn
as opposed to like Vans get like, there's a point of where they got to go.
Like dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm loving these. So I would fuck Birkenstocks because that's assuming you got them around for a long time. And I will say I wouldn't want to kill them because they are what my feet feel best in, more or less. Like I feel good in it. I will say end of day, certain shoes, my feet are killing me. Birkenstocks are great. Fuck them. I marry fatigues because it's tough to say. I
knew this was going to be the...
Yeah.
I could have done this for you.
Yeah.
I felt like I knew it.
It's the number one... I feel more uncomfortable in a bricked pair of pants than any other aspect of the wardrobe. So I know I'm comfortable because I got my fatigues. I like them. It's what I reach for every day. I've got fatigues on now. Tomorrow I'll be wearing them. The next day I'll be wearing them. It's already part of my regular regularly scheduled programming.
And you think that fatigues will be with you even when you're 80? You think you'll still be doing fatigues?
I do. I
can
honestly
see it. I'm not
I really
challenging
do.
You. I'm just asking.
I just think it's one of those things. I like the cut generally. Mm-hmm. I like how
it's
they
feel. It's
an
icon thing. They've always been around. People are still buying old ones.
And there's so many different varieties of them. Like, these are fatigues too. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Sure,
like,
sure. I'm counting
all
green pants. Yeah.
Green pants, military style stuff, fatigues. Whether they have the front square pockets or they don't, you know what I mean. Hmm. But then the denim jacket, it's like, I got a lot of chore coats, you know? But I am still struggling to find the type two.
I wonder if you change your two, though, if you finally find the one.
Well, there's a brand that we have coming for fall that you and I spoke about earlier that I'm fully, at this point, I am now, all my eggs are in that basket. The size 5 came in the Orslow type 2. It did not fit me. So I'm on to the next. The type 1 doesn't fit either. So I need either a 6 or a 7 in Orslow. That's not going to happen. This brand coming for fall, all my eggs are in that basket. If it works out, I'll get 2 or 3.
Dude, I think that if it doesn't work, you also just need to accept that you need a chore coat, not a denim jacket.
I
know,
but I got chore coats.
You just get like a denim one.
I know.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's
yeah. Well, the thing is
that one from that brand that will be unlisted until we decide if we can carry it or not. But that one, that what I showed you, that kind of like it was kind of a hybrid between like
today, this afternoon.
Yeah. It was kind of a hybrid between a chore and a
yeah. Like, I think had an interesting hem.
Yeah, that could be for. I mean, that's like an in betweener. You know what I mean?
You know, I'd even at this point, bro, I'd even be okay with a type 3. I was very vehemently against a type 3, not against in general, but it would have not as scratched the itch that I'm looking to scratch with a type 2.
Yeah.
If I could find a type 3 that fits, that I know the kit, bro. I know the kit. It's green pants. It's white shoes. It's white shirt and a denim jacket.
Literally,
it's
just what I'm wearing any day. What you're always wearing.
Yeah. But that's the kit. So I don't know.
I think I can see it.
I can see it. I had my eyes closed when I was saying it. But that's the breakdown. That makes sense for me. I don't know. I would like to imagine myself a 67-year-old man still bopping around in fatigues and probably Birks, bro.
I get it. I mean, I think both of those things I will. I mean, it's been 15, 20 years at this point
all
of doing those two
done,
things. So,
yeah.
Okay, if anyone listening also thinks that they can get us one that's harder, like we're looking really one that's going to hurt us.
Yeah.
So you can make it out of anything you want. You could make them for us individually. I think that would be funny, listening to us and knowing our personalities, like yeah. What we'd have to like do that for, uh-huh, that would uh-huh. be funny. So if you feel like you're into that challenge, just email it to us or whatever. You can get in touch with us a million different ways. I don't want to list them like we always do, but you know, if you're listening and you're 56 minutes in, I'm certain you can figure it out. Okay, so that leaves us with delivery update.
Today we just got in. Listen, I have yet to buy the Rototos, as I've been saying.
So that's one drink, if anyone remembers from earlier.
However, we got Lady White socks in, which were, prior to the Rototos coming in, by far the best. I like to compare them side by side. I could see them being
the Lady
different
Whites?
Things. Lady Whites are
Lady Whites
a little
are
more athletic.
Different. To me, Lady Whites are like if you like buffed up the Uniqlo sock.
I agree.
Like
with
if you went extreme, like if you were like, I love this sock, but I just literally had was better quality. Mm-hmm. Like
that would be
it. I mean,
yes.
It's much better quality in fabric. It's a little thicker, but not by marginally. Like you wouldn't really notice.
No,
it's
not terribly thick.
I only noticed because I have both of those in my closet, and I will grab them thinking which one's which, and I'll be like, oh, that one's the Lady White. It's a little nice. The hand is a little nicer. It's a little thicker.
Yeah.
But there's like that, like super easy to wear. You know the fit. They're going to fit great. They kind of like look great with everything. They kind of like make every like, because of the color choices and like the type of fabric used, they kind of elevate everything. Mm-hmm. So really good. If you've never had a pair of those and you're looking for just like something real straightforward,
they're really dope.
Doesn't really get better than that.
So we got those. Haven't had them in a minute. I don't think we got them last
they
season.
They usually sell out pretty quick.
Yeah. So got those in, you know, do a re-up with Rototo socks in those if you haven't yet. They're both really nice. But Timbo hit the nail on the head. They're basically a Uniqlo sock buffed up, whereas Rototo are more like...
It's like a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Artisanal socks.
Yeah, well, it depends on like what you... There's like a lot of options. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different... Like,
you want color, you want 3/4, you want long, short, et cetera. Okay. We have a couple other things.
Think of last week, too, because I don't know if we covered everything. Maybe we did, but like Visvim is in.
Visvim, yeah, we said that.
I think
that,
we said that
it's
now in online. Yeah. So sweatshirts, some pants, some great shoes.
Scents.
Christos, loafers, Seegers, Skagways.
Yeah, those Seegers and Skags. The Christos. I was packing those up on Friday, and we had multiple people in store and shit. So they are getting some love. So hop on
and
that.
And plus two. We're jumbo.
Two of them today.
Yeah, but those are going quick too. So yeah, if you need some viz, it's going fast. And then all the scent is online too. So all that's up there too. We got room sprays. We got candles.
Can you think of the one that smelled like bubblegum to me? I loved it.
I think that was the regular
FIL.
The Visvim.
Okay,
Visvim. Like number 8 Visvim or whatever.
Really good, really good. I think good. That was it. So peep that shit. We haven't had Visvim scent or stuff ever.
Mm-mm.
No, maybe one candle, maybe. But that we got Beams Plus coming. I've talked about that. It's mostly pants.
Pants, shorts, handful of polos.
Yep.
Good summer stuff.
Remainder of stuff, yeah. Good summer stuff. Beams Home, Beams Japan, rather. Yep. That is it tracking? I didn't see it in inbound, but
not yet because nobody cares about this. I'm going back and forth about it. There's like a one piece that might be missing.
Okay,
soon.
Stuff in there though. I'm in particular looking at those little like Fenica plates. I think I want to get one this time as a catch all. Mm-hmm, you know,
those were the ones that were
really cute.
Not there, but
oh, son of a gun.
But well, I think there's still some of those. I think it was just
maybe not all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those are cool. I think that's. We got TSS, we got Document. That was last week.
We talked about that.
Fortello's on the way. It's held up in customs. Unclear when.
Okay.
So.
Great. Okay. Well, still some cool stuff. And then probably the week after that will be landed capital, hopefully.
Yeah. Big ass. 8 boxes of cap on the way. When we got back from Japan, there was a bunch ready, and she just recently hit us and said, hey, guys, scrap that. There's even more ready. So
strap in.
Strap in.
Shout out to the founder who passed away.
R.I.P.
Unfortunately, that is a real big bummer. Our thoughts go out to the Capitol family, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, big bummer. I mean, obviously, like a guy who, you know, really – I think Capitol I hold in a really high regard, whether you're a collector or you're just an admirer.
Yep.
What it has done for, like – Japanese fashion and the way it's flipped stuff on its head and kind of changed trends and pushed the boundaries while still being super rooted in what it does and just knowing its own identity and pushing things along at the same time. Like, there's just very, very few brands that I think operate wholly as their own self.
Oh, yeah.
And that is
unabashed.
That is, they deserve everything that they've gotten and have done and the legacy that they'll have left. For what they've done, it will go on forever,
yeah.
Like, truthfully, because I just think there are so few brands that are like privately like owned and done just like do whatever the fuck they want
every
to.
Every single season is a fuck you if you thought we couldn't do something or weren't like, we'll do whatever we want, always.
And somehow, at the same time, like, you're always able to go, I know what they were. I know where the inspiration started for that. I get that. Even as wild as it goes, you still get it.
Yeah.
And they're able to execute on such a, like, straightforward level and such a wild-ass level at the same time and seamlessly pushing them both together. It never feels like there's this collection and that collection from Capitol. It's like, it just is all so cohesive for being as nuts as it truly is. The vision of that brand is beyond most fashion houses that exist now, and that obviously starts with the founder and is going to be carried on, obviously. But still, a huge bummer to hear. I mean, that's a big loss for the fashion industry. But,
yeah.
But God bless. And
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yep. We love.
Okay. Well, we'll be back with another episode this week. I think we've got a guest this week, but we've had a little scheduling stuff.
Yeah.
But we've got some cool people coming.
We've got
a
lot of people down the pipeline. I need to get somebody by Thursday. So
we're trying. If not, you'll get another one of us. But if not, we've got a bunch of people coming that are really cool. We're really excited about a couple guests that have been heavily requested finally on. So that'll be fun too.
Yeah.
So we're excited. And if you got ideas for us for the podcast or guests or whatever, obviously drop those wherever.
Yeah, hit us up.
And we'll see you later this week.
Yeah, that's about it. And also, I'd like to before we go, I'd like to say go Nuggets. I would love to see you guys clear out the series and beat the Los Angeles Lakers tonight. And If you get the ball in the hoop more times than the other team can get the ball through the little net, that would make a lot of people in this state happy. So
that'd be great.
Thank you.
I mean, it'd be better than the Lakers winning. Sorry, any Lakers fans.
You what?
But it'd be better than like who would go on.
Oh yeah.
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 I mean, I don't care after that. So, but
go Nuggets. Sharon and I always joke about how funny it is that we're like, you know, that big guy can get that ball into the hands of another big guy, and he can get into the colored area of the grass. That's 6 points. And so if you guys can just hustle out there and get that little bouncy ball through the net more times than the other team, I think we're going to win tonight, and it's going to be a good time.
I was watching a little bit of basketball because Abby was watching, and I like watching basketball, to be fair. Man, that game is slow these days.
Basketball? What game are you watching?
That's just big boys running from one side of a small court to the other side.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Big and lumbering.
I disagree.
And you know what?
I think the league is spry right now.
Shots. Just brick, and then two big guys colliding into each other.
Oh, you were watching a bad game because the playoffs this year has been solid. Were you watching
the playoff game?
Yeah, were you watching Milwaukee, Indiana?
Slightly better. They need to make the courts bigger, or they need to make the guys smaller.
I will say,
it just doesn't look athletic to me anymore.
The thing is the big guys are huge, but dude, there's still 6'2" guys out there, like, just making impacts.
Donk, just from one side of the court, you can feel like and hear it from the from home.
Yeah,
it's just big dudes.
You need to watch
the
game tonight because Jokic is. What is he? 6'9" or something? That man moves like he's 5'5", bro. He's a ballerina out there.
Not when I was watching him and LeBron just fumble over each other. Like, it just isn't – basketball ain't pretty anymore. That's where I'm going to leave it. It just is not pretty because I was watching highlights from a different time, and I'm like, this is cool. They're moving around. They're sweating.
I don't disagree with you that if you look at clips from, say – the Bulls in the 90s, which I don't know if I've ever said.
I specifically did not watch Bulls era, like, because that doesn't count because they were exceptional.
No, but I'm thinking basketball in the 90s. And by the way, I don't know if I said this on the pod.
You could say early 2000s to a certain degree. I mean, it started falling off a little in there, but
yeah, sure, great period in time, late 2000s. I will say it feels more breathable back then. You're right. The court seemed bigger, and I think it's because the bodies were not as unbelievably large.
Dunks don't even look cool anymore, man. It's just sort of like, it's like light work.
They've been using a highlight for I can't think of the Cavaliers player, but for the NBA playoffs, they've been using a highlight for a Cavaliers player, and he's going off his left foot, dunking with his right hand, and he's not a very big dude. And I remember in that moment being like, man, my man skied up for that. You know what I mean? Because usually now it's like, it's just a little 1-2, you lift up, you pop off your toes for a second,
and
pop it down.
The drama's gone. The drama's gone because the guys are too big. The drama's also gone because nobody watches live sports anymore. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying nobody watches live. I'm saying that, like, everybody used to watch live sports.
Because you had 60 channels and you'd watch the game.
Exactly. I was going to say there's 50 channels and there's nothing on that day because everyone's watching that, so they don't even try. Mm-hmm. And then we all just kind of watch that because what else? There's nothing else on TV on that day, so we all watch. And then you get involved. I mean, I only have to watch half a game before I'm yelling at the screen. You know what I'm saying? So it's when everybody still had that momentum, when everybody watched the games, it was just like there was more drama to it.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you in the same way I miss, like all the shows of that era, Real World, Austin, and go to Chipotle. I was just going to look real quick. Do we have an Avalanche game tonight too? Because here's the thing, pal. I know you're not necessarily going to be stoked to watch some playoff hockey, but man, the Av series has been remarkably physical too. They've been whooping on each other. I think you just got to give it another go. Listen, I know you're not going to do it because I want you to
I'm going to do it because I don't care.
But
it's the main reason, personally. Because anything else would interest me more, generally.
Yeah.
But if it's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, there's teams I want to – like, I still like that if you watch, like, Indiana basketball, it's still Indiana basketball. And what I mean is, like, it is insanely physical.
Yeah.
And it's – I still like that about
it. I was rooting for Milwaukee because – Giannis and Dame were both out, and they were still putting up a good game despite their two stars not being there. I was actually like, while I don't know Indiana's game all that well, I'm not as familiar with their team. They're a good fundamental team. I feel like they were really moving the ball around. It was fun to watch.
Yeah,
basketball fucking rules. All right, guys, thank you for listening. This has been fun, and we'll talk to you soon.